Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
8 o'clock in the KGO newsroom. I'm John Lobertini. Top story at the top of the hour, water and the drought.
This area is very much dependent on a successful completion of the project.
Governor Jerry Brown in San Jose today praising the Bay Area for its water consumption, but his visit seemed more like a campaign pitch for that controversial water tunnel project in the Delta. KGO 810's Jennifer Hodges reports.
Sitting down with the mayor of San Jose and other mayors and CEOs, Governor Brown was asked about everything today, from bottled water to how he's attempting to save water himself. He stressed the need for his tunnels project.
This area, right where we're sitting today, is very much dependent on a successful completion of the project to be able to run water underneath the Delta and put it into the aqueduct and help places like Livermore and Santa Clara.
San Jose Mayor Sam Liccardo.
If the tunnels project ensures that we have a safe, reliable source of water here in the South Bay, we can find a way to support it.
That twin tunnel project, still not approved, would cost taxpayers anywhere from $15 to $25 billion.
The horn will sound right now. The final score. The Warriors win 108 to 100.
The Golden State Warriors won the hearts of their fans again last night with a Game 1 victory in the NBA Finals. The opponents of a new arena, though, for the team in San Francisco are mounting a fierce offensive. Today, the city released an environmental impact report on the 18,000-seat arena. KGO 810's Mike Simpson looks at the game plan.
It focuses a lot on what probably is the biggest worry.
Will there be traffic? There will. Well, can we handle it? Yes, we can.
That's Ken Rich with the Office of Workforce Development. He says they're trying to solve issues raised when it comes to parking and are also coming up with plans to make sure that game day traffic doesn't interfere with hospital traffic.
The vast majority of times that the arena will be in use, there will not be anything in AT&T Park.
Now, that is something that project opponents aren't really buying.
We do not believe that it is physically possible to get a 20,000-seat stadium in an area that was not designed for it and will irreparably harm UCSF as well as the bioscience industry here.
Sam Singer with the Mission Bay Alliance.
And now back to the basketball court.
Back to Curry on the right sideline. Drives by Irving, gets to the rim, layup blocked by Kyrie Irving.
Big development today. Cleveland Cavaliers star Kyrie Irving is out for the rest of the NBA Finals with a cracked kneecap. It happened late in the Warriors' 108-100 overtime win. This is Irving, an all-star and clearly the team's second-best player, talking about the injury after the game.
The play that happened, I tried to decelerate, trying to go by Clay, and I don't know what I felt, but obviously didn't feel right, and it was a little bit different than what I had been experiencing, you know, in the Chicago series, anything like that, because it was just a quick pinch.
That cracked kneecap was discovered during an MRI this morning at the Stanford Sports Medicine Clinic. The Warriors and the Cavaliers, though, turning out to be a big ratings winner. Game one drawing the largest television audience ABC has seen since it started televising the NBA Finals in 2003. The 11 rating was good for 18 million viewers. That's up 21% over last year's Game 1 final between the Miami Heat and the San Antonio Spurs. Game 2 set for Sunday night. New developments tonight in connection with that massive data breach in the federal government. Many experts believe the cyber attack, which exposed 4 million current and former federal employees, is the work of hackers in China who've hit the feds before. This is White House correspondent Michelle Kaczynski.
The White House staunchly defended its own record on trying to stop these things, saying they've taken executive action, proposed legislation, that they've rolled out fixes in the systems 2 years ahead of time. But still, we hear the criticism.
In Boston, authorities are looking at whether a third man was involved in a plot to kill police officers in that city. Terrorist suspect Usama Rahim was gunned down on the streets of Boston earlier this week. Justice correspondent Pamela Brown has more.
CNN communicated with the third individual through Twitter back in March as part of reporting on Americans who follow jihadists. He indicated he was in touch with terrorists online, including with ISIS. He claimed an alleged ISIS fighter was telling him to come to Syria to fight with a terrorist group. This, as CNN is learning, known ISIS members overseas were communicating through peer-to-peer communication with at least one of the three men, encouraging a terrorist attack in the U.S.
Rahim is the younger brother of an imam at a mosque in Oakland. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News time is 8:04.
Just when you thought summer couldn't get any better, the Home Depot has up to 25% off select in-store patio furniture. So, let's show the back patio a little love for a lot less. Give it the attention it deserves and your friends the invitation they've been looking for. The party's on at your place. Let's do this. Up to 25% off select in-store patio furniture. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. While supplies last, U.S. only, products and prices may vary by store.
It is 8:05 on KGO. Time again to check your traffic with Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, John. This look at traffic is brought to you by Oakland Airport Parking. On the lower deck of the Bay Bridge, a stalled vehicle at Treasure Island is blocking the left lane. It's got traffic stop and go now back across the lower deck to the Skyway and from there back to 101. Of course, northbound 101 is stop and go back to Cesar Chavez. Eastbound 24 in the right lane of the left bore of the Caldecott Tunnel, you got a stalled BMW. Traffic is jammed all the way through the bore. On the Altamont Pass, you got a semi on fire on 580 eastbound at Grant Light Road. It is off to the right shoulder. Traffic from that is pushing back to North Flynn now. And back to the city, helping with those jam-ups, eastbound 80 just before 4th Street. It looks like a broken-down vehicle there. Oakland Airport is growing, and new service to 10 destinations across North America means up to 3 days of free parking when you fly to any one of them. That's a $66 value. Find out more at oaklandairport.com/parkfree. OAK, park close, fly on time. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
A Buster Posey home run in the seventh inning was the difference in Philadelphia, where the Giants beat the Phillies 5-4. A's lose to Boston at Fenway 4-2. And now your Bay Area weather forecast. Here's KGO 810 meteorologist Sandhya Patel.
Temperatures will begin in the low to mid 50s, so a good idea to dress in layers. For the afternoon, highs will range from the low 60s to the mid 80s. On Sunday, fog will clear except at the coastline. We'll go with a warmer pattern for everyone, mid 60s to upper 80s. And if you like the heat, and you're a fan of it, Monday, upper 60s to low 90s.
Right now around the Bay Area, we've got mild temperatures. Clouds, though, are still moving in at this hour. The hot spot is in Livermore, checking in at 78 degrees. It's 75 in Fairfield, 74 Concord, 63 in Napa, 61 in Oakland, 70 actually in San Jose, and it's 58 in San Francisco. The Direct Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Let's go.
We interrupt this program to annoy you and make things generally irritating.
Just let me know when I'm on, all right?
Showtime.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
And away we go. Live in the Bay and around the world at KGOradio.com. It is the Drex Radio Show along with Heather. And you can also download us in the App Store, KGO Radio, and join us on Facebook, once again, KGO Radio. And last night about this time, while the game was going down, we were talking about the Duggars with one of our favorite people in the whole wide world, therapist from the Bay, superstar Tara Fields. And, we have an update on the Duggars. Bristol and Sarah Palin are piling on. But first, a view from The View and from Whoopi.
You brought God up, so it makes it okay to say this. You're not forgiving of people who feel differently than you. You guys made robocalls about transgender people and said some really horrific stuff.
Preach.
So if you want to find out about forgiveness, I don't think this is the way to do it. I know this is your son, and I know that you're trying, and this was many years ago. But don't downplay this, especially after what you guys have done in the name of Christianity and God to other people. My point is, don't play the Christian card like that.
And I guess we'll be hearing from the daughters tonight on Fox News. But, they've been called out for not being very truthful in their Fox News interview, and this has been falling out today. The Duggars fully cooperated with the police investigation in 2006, so they said. Well, they cooperated until police asked to interview Josh. Then the cops got a voicemail from Jim Bob saying Josh had hired a lawyer and would not be coming in. So these are fact checks now. All right. Wow. On Fox News, as parents, the Duggars were not mandatory reporters. Well, Jim, Bob, and Michelle could have actually faced felony charges of child endangerment for not reporting multiple instances of abuse. Now, of course, the statute of limitations has since run out.
Oh, right.
Yes. And then also fact-checking the interview, Josh Duggar's records were illegally released. Well, this one is up for debate, but In Touch Weekly obtained them through the Arkansas Freedom of Information Act.
Yeah, it's just a sunshine law thing, right?
And then Sarah and Bristol Palin are defending the Duggars and wondering why the media defended Lena Dunham when she admitted to some experimenting with her sister when she was a child.
They're so funny the way they just lump every story together. They, liberal media. Like, show me the articles.
And this is just breaking here with Bristol and Sarah Palin. I don't know why they're doing this together as one now. I mean, you know,
Bristol, from what I saw, Bristol has some kind of blog and she posted some stuff and then she had her own tweets. And then Sarah, the mother duck, comes sweeping in and saying, hooray for my baby daughter, you know, saying this. And then it seemed like Bristol did it first and then Sarah went crazy. And that's when you have all the papers picking it
up. And here we have this. I'm not an apologist for any sexual predator, but I'm sickened by the media that gives, their chosen one a pass for any behavior as long as they share their left-wing politics.
Like we're all in some big gang. Yeah, it's me and Lena Dunham against the world. Well, what are you talking about? You are so high. It's unbelievable.
Well, I don't know if she's high or not.
And then
she's up there.
And she's such an idiot. She is it her Facebook post? She puts everything in all caps. Hey,
yes,
Lena, she's calling her out to have a fight with her.
Yes. Hey, Lena, all caps. Why not laugh off everyone's sexual experiments as you haughtily enjoy rewards for your own perversion? You pedophile, you. I mean, that is so sophomoric. What the hell is that?
I think Lena said something to her.
And that is from Sarah, not Bristol. So that's from Mother
hen, yeah.
Yeah. Wow. All right.
Anyway, and then if you don't know the facts, in Lena's book, I will say it's a little edgy, but her book, Not That Kind of Girl, she talked about this, again, kind of playing doctor kind of garbage between kids from when she was a 7. And the way she describes it herself is sort of taking advantage of a 1-year-old sister. But again, it's definitely not a 15-year-old boy on 10 and 12 and 13 and 14-year-old girls, which doesn't make it right. But I'm saying it also shouldn't be lumped all together like it's the same thing by the Palins.
Well, and we were talking about this. Guess who we haven't heard from yet? And there's got to be a reason why. Josh, the guy who is the center of all of this, the 27-year-old. Mm-hmm. Yes,
well,
I mean, they're carting out the entire family on Fox News, but they're not talking to Josh. Now,
if you're the family lawyer, aren't you going, Josh,
yes,
shut up.
Yes.
STFU. I don't care how much money Fox gives you to come on the show and how cute you think Megyn Kelly is. You're not going to that studio.
And I just don't think that would be a good idea because the authorities, he'll indict himself.
Megan, you got a pretty mouth.
Oh, come on. I think that's a little over the line, but
no, yeah, come on. But well, it's comedy, so of course it's over the line.
Okay. This is interesting. Now, here in the state of California, I'll have to check with Lobertini, but I think that we just approved, at least it went through the Senate, an assisted suicide bill, and I think it's up to the governor to sign.
Right.
It's on his desk. Now, as I heard the story earlier today, I'm not sure of what Governor Brown's position is on assisted suicide, but you'll find this interesting. Stephen Hawking says he'd consider assisted suicide if he became a burden to those around him.
Aww.
In this, and God, who doesn't love Stephen Hawking? In an upcoming BBC interview, the 73-year-old Stephen Hawking said he'd consider assisted suicide if it came to that. He explains, quote, to keep someone alive against their wishes is really the ultimate indignity. I consider it only if I were in great pain or if I had nothing more to contribute, but was just a burden to those who are around me. That said, he does think he has a lot more to do and he's not in pain right now, although he has occasional discomfort because obviously he can't adjust his own position. Mm-hmm. He says, I'll be damned if I'm going to die before I've unraveled more of the universe. So thank goodness for that.
Yeah, right. Oh,
Stephen,
my gosh.
Also expressed support for assisted suicide in the past. In 2013, he said, quote, well, you know, we don't let animals suffer, so why humans? And last year, he openly admitted that he once tried to suffocate himself after he had a tracheotomy operation in the mid-80s. The BBC will air the full interview on June 15th.
It's so interesting. I listened to something earlier today, and it's exactly what you're talking about, because, and it was a woman in England, and it's their version, I guess, of 911. Or no, she called some sort of helpline. So anyway, a family member had horrible cancer, and she's crying, and she wants to kill him, because he can't even eat, and he's just dying in front of her, and she thinks that she would put him out of his suffering
right.
if she just smothered him. And the woman at the cancer hotline or whatever is like, well, it is against the law, and she's just talking her through it, and they're both crying. It's unbelievable. But, I mean, it gives you that idea of, like, look, the guy has cancer and he's dying. Why don't we end his suffering by not prolonging his life, but allowing this to just end now?
Death with dignity. And, yes, I so agree. All right, we're going to move on, and we're going to talk about the Oakland Warriors. That's right. Yes, the Oakland Warriors.
Oh, are you going to dare say it?
I am going to say it, and I'm right. in the media. All right? I'm all about it. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show. We'll discuss next with John Libertini from the KGO Newsroom on KGO A10.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-735-7485 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-735-7485 to take your call now. Call 877-735-7485. That's 877-735-7485. Again, 877-735-7485.
KGO 810 invites you to the Pinot Days Grand Festival, Saturday, June 20th at the Metreon in San Francisco. Come taste for yourself why Pinot is now one of the most coveted red grape varieties. Enjoy Pinot Noir from over 80 boutique wineries and meet the winemakers that craft them. To win tickets, visit the contest page at KGOradio.com or buy them at PinotDays.com. It's Pinot Days, Saturday, June 20th at the Metreon in San Francisco. From KGO 810.
Hey there, it's me, your ambassador of fun, Renee Richardson, and the Nene Project is on. What's a Nene Project? It's the fixer-upper that I call my house, and we couldn't be doing it without the help of Serta Pro Painters, mainly because my contractor husband doesn't like to paint, but he has very high standards. So we called in the pros, Serta Pro, to help us out. Their color specialists helped to mediate. Helped us make the right color decisions, whether I wanted to do it over and over again. They were there for me, true professionals. That's what you get at Serta Pro, service and quality. They're professional, they're quick, and they're going to make sure that you're satisfied. Give them a call at 800-GO-CERTA. That's Serta with a C, 800-GO-CERTA. They're locally owned and operated. And they remember, like you should, that painting is personal.
My cigar-loving friends, that buzzing sensation you feel in your back pocket is your wallet talking to you. Because it knows that for a limited time and only when you order your favorite cigars from FamousSmoke.com, your wallet is going to get fat and happy with an instant 10% cash back on your next cigar purchase. All the best and highest rated brands are already on sale at LowFamousSmoke.com prices, like Monte Cristo, Cuba Cuba, Romeo, Partagas, and LaGloria, which makes this cashback offer the icing on the cake. So let's keep your wallet happy and your humidor full. And if you need a new humidor, we can even help you there too. It only takes one click to get your free money back. Go to FamousSmoke.com and click the Activate button to save when you order the cigars you love. Get 10% of your hard-earned cash back in your wallet. With your order of $75 or more today, you won't get a bigger return on your cigar dollar from anywhere else. Go to FamousSmoke.com and click the Activate button to order today. FamousSmoke.com. That's FamousSmoke.com.
I noted the tire tracks leading into the joint were different than the ones going out. Inside, clues were everywhere. Low prices. No appointment necessary. Someone needed new tires, and they needed them now.
Get up to $120 in mail-in rebates on select tires when you use the QuickLane credit card. QuickLane is ready to serve. Visit QuickLane.com. Subject to credit approval, rebate by prepaid debit card. Other tire manufacturer rebate or offer cannot be combined with QuickLane credit card rebate or offer. See your participating QuickLane for details through 6/30/15.
You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Well, let's talk about the Dub Nation now.
Well, this is an exciting time. Mm-hmm. Right now is an exciting time for basketball fans, the NBA Finals. It's the NBA's annual contest to determine whose city will be set on fire.
Oh, Seth Meyers. Let's not go there.
I love that.
Yeah. Well, so Joe Garofalo. How do I pronounce his name?
I think it's Garofalo.
Garofoli.
Garofoli.
Okay, great. He wrote today in SF Gate, and I found the story very interesting, especially just moving back to the Bay after being away for the last 20 years. With the Warriors in the finals, why doesn't the media just say Oakland? And he kind of thinks that, you know, there's a great disservice being done
to
the people
who
live in Oakland. By not mentioning Oakland. For instance, last night, as he referred to as they were doing all the cutaways for the national audience, you know, you were seeing the iconic thing we call the usual Oakland icons, the Golden Gate Bridge, obviously tongue-in-cheek here, the Transamerica Pyramid, the cable cars, the Alamo Square, and he said all that was missing was a clip of Ed Lee and Madison Baumgartner sharing a loaf of sourdough. So, yeah. So, and then, you know, talking about this today, and sure enough, I think that a lot of people in Oakland are tired of being kind of the...
Well, let's ask Oakland.
The stepdaughter or whatever. The
ugly redheaded stepchild is what
you
want to
say. Yeah, okay. All right. 808-0810.
So, Oakland, did that bother you? Seeing exteriors of San Francisco during a Golden State, is their real name, Warriors game. Does that really bother you?
Well, here's the deal. That team started out in San Francisco. They moved to Oakland, and in an effort to make it the Bay Area's team, they didn't name them the Oakland Warriors. They named them the Golden State Warriors. It was clearly a bad choice. There's been talk over the years of possibly changing it. That hasn't happened.
From Golden State Warriors, you're saying?
Yes, from Golden State to maybe Oakland. But it never happened. Now, the look, Oakland is a blue-collar town. Its roots are in the military and blue-collar life. You've got San Francisco with all of these amazing buildings, high-tech. I mean, even when teams play the Oakland A's, they stay in San Francisco. The Boston Red Sox, when they were in town a week or so ago, Pablo Sandoval, I've already forgotten his name, was up at the Fairmont Hotel, or maybe it was the St. Francis. But anyway, the Giants brass, Bruce Bochy, and those guys went up there to take him his World Series ring. They were staying in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. Should Oakland be upset? Yes. But, you know, Oakland is still trying to, you know, find some traction. They're, you know, the Oakland Hills are beautiful. Lake Merritt and that area is beautiful.
Well, sure.
But,
yeah, I mean.
But, you know. What else is there?
Bay,
you know, you've got the port there. I mean, it's just, it's all very blue collar over there in the East Bay. I mean,
okay, do you take offense to it? 808-0810. And do you think it's a problem that Oakland, you know, the media is just not giving Oakland its due respect? 808-0810.
And then I, as you know, spoke to, I don't know if I'm allowed to quote him, but a very famous sports person in the Bay Area who I saw in the hallway and said, hey, did you see Garofoli's article? What do you think about that? Oakland, Golden State, big deal. And he said, look, this is a business deal. The Warriors are moving to San Francisco. So why would we be calling them the Oakland Warriors 1 minute and really drilling this whole Oakland place thing in visually when it's going to be gone in, what is that, 2-3 years?
Well,
that's another debate. Yeah, we'll see how that works out.
It's happening. That's part two of this conversation. Where they're saying it's going to happen, but it's happening.
Okay, there go the phones. Well, let's just see if Oakland says they got what they deserved. Yeah, I have to tell you, being in other parts of the country, well, the Raiders were always, even when they were not in Oakland, when they went to Los Angeles for, well, how long did that last? 10 minutes did not 10, follow them.
11 years.
Whatever. Maybe. Okay. I mean, they were still thought of as the Oakland Raiders. Well, at least where I was in other parts of America doing radio.
Well, they had their best years in Oakland. They had a more loyal fan base in Oakland, which was why they came back. In Los Angeles, they were probably best known for ushering in the high-profile gang movement down in Los Angeles. I mean, the L.A. Coliseum became a very violent place.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
That's very interesting.
You hear that ESPN's done a documentary on the synergy between the Los Angeles Raiders and the gang element. I mean, we're talking about Ice Cube was interviewed, and I mean, there really is a cultural connection between gangs identified with the L.A. Raiders.
Well, as I said, where I was, I had to check myself all the time because they were never referred to as the Los Angeles Raiders, even when they were there. They were still the Oakland Raiders. I guess they were just referred to as the Raiders, but it was always the Oakland Raiders, and I think in most people's minds. So,
they're raiding whatever town they're in.
Okay, let's go to Kristen in Oakland and see what you say and see what everybody has to think. 808-0810. Hi, Kristen. You're on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I literally almost crashed my car.
Well, don't do that.
When I heard somebody talking about Oakland, there's so much more to Oakland than just Lake Merritt. And I mean, the art, the culture, the music festivals, the street fairs. I think people really are thinking about Oakland Warriors because we're so proud to have them in our city. It's another thing that we're proud of here. And
right, but we were talking about exterior shots as they go in and out of commercials. So what would you take pictures of in Oakland?
Oh, I mean, I definitely take pictures of Broadway. I definitely take pictures of the lake. I definitely take pictures of the hills. I'd definitely take pictures of, our community, our murals. The murals effort in Oakland is insane right now. I mean, I think it's really up to the media to make more of an effort to go to places that they, if they don't know where to go, then how are they going to shoot the right pictures?
Okay, so you pretty much agree with the whole argument that, they should have been shown more. All right, thank you. I do appreciate the call. All right, so I have to tell you, here's the deal. Go ahead, weigh in. You are anti. You keep going to the shots. I mean, you keep thinking about the shots, Heather. And I think what she's saying is, they're not getting their fair shake.
Well, you know what? Let's face it. That, as she said a minute ago, this is a business, and the people that are doing this broadcast are going to, go for the most spectacular shot they can get. And unfortunately for Oakland, they're across the bay from San Francisco.
All right. We'll talk about it right after your newscast. 808-0810. And when we come back, we'll talk about them moving back over here, if that's going to happen. And that's a big if, I have to tell you. 808-0810. Your opinion on either one, them not getting the coverage that they should get, and also the thoughts of them moving to San Francisco. A lot of people, even in San Francisco, are opposed. 808-0810. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO810.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy, how do I know I'm getting the best price on this laptop?
Staples will match our competitors' prices, even if you find it online.
What about this tablet?
Price match guarantee.
And the smartphone?
Yep.
What about these ink cartridges, my chances of winning the lottery, and toner?
Guaranteed. No way guaranteed. Guaranteed.
Make on budget happen. Make best prices happen. Staples. Make more happen. This week at Staples, save up to $170 on select laptops.
Offer ends 6/6/15 in-store and online while supplies last. Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store staples.com for details.
The International Champions Cup is bringing more world-class soccer to the Bay Area. Don't miss Manchester United as they take on your San Jose Earthquakes July 21st at Cabam Field at California. California Memorial Stadium. Get your tickets at internationalchampionscup.com. See 20-time English champions Manchester United take on the 2-time MLS Cup champions San Jose Earthquakes. July 21st at Kabam Field at California Memorial Stadium. Buy your tickets today at internationalchampionscup.com. Manchester United versus San Jose Earthquakes. Don't miss it.
Have you thought about a second mortgage to remodel your property but didn't want to lien on your house? Or maybe you don't even own a house but still have a need for a large chunk of cash to wipe out all your credit card balances or start a business? Well, LoanMe has great news. With your good credit, you can borrow up to $100K in about a day. And here's what's really exciting. Rates on this prime program have an APR as low as 11.39% for the most qualified applicants. And there's no collateral required. No mortgage, no car title, well, no anything. Just your signature.
Did you say you'll loan me up to $100K in about a day with an APR as low as 11.39 with just my signature? Come on, what's the catch?
The minimum loan amount for this prime program is $15,000. Your loan amount and APR will depend on your FICO and your ability to make the monthly payments. So call LoanMe at 8446-LOAN-ME for up to $100K in about a day.
Subject to credit and income guidelines. Minimum 660 FICO for this program. Loans made pursuant to California Department of Business Oversight Finance Lender License Number 603K061.
That's 8446-LOAN-ME.
What's up with the Warriors? Why are there no references to the Oakland Warriors? And why is Oakland not being recognized as where the Warriors play? That's what we're talking about. And we're also talking about the Oakland Warriors, or the Golden State Warriors, moving to San Francisco. Will they be the San Francisco Warriors when they move back over here? We'll discuss right after we check in with John Lobertini in the KGO newsroom.
Thank you, Drex. Our top story at the bottom of the hour, suicide by train. Caltrain is back on schedule tonight following another deadly accident on its tracks. It happened near Atherton at the height of the Friday afternoon commute. Not clear how the accident happened, but Caltrain officials believe this was another suicide. Suicide by train has become a serious problem for the transit agency. So far this year, 12 people have died on the Caltrain tracks. During all of 2014, 10 people were killed, most believed to be suicide. About 400 people were on board that train. No one was injured. Service was delayed for about 90 minutes, but the track wasn't open until 5 o'clock. And now moving to the eastern span of the Bay Bridge.
There is no evidence of corrosion, and what we will not do is jump to conclusions to assume anything.
A global panel of experts is collaborating on how that testing should play out. Among the biggest questions is standing water weakening the rods designed to keep the bridge from collapsing in an earthquake. Here's KGO 810's Kathy Whitman.
The experts are recognized in fields such as engineering, bridge design, geotechnical, and stress corrosion cracking.
This panel will focus on the Bay Bridge Tower seismic anchor rods that were previously discovered to not be fully grouted and in some cases exposed to standing water.
Leah Robinson-Leach of Caltrans says the experts are going to design tests for the rods and bolts.
In environments that environmentally and seismically reflect the potential earthquakes to identify strengths or potential weaknesses.
New information tonight on that appeal by former Silicon Valley venture capitalist Ellen Pao. In court documents filed this week, Kleiner Perkins Caulfield and Byers, her former employers, claim Pao wanted almost $3 million not to appeal her high-profile sex discrimination case. The company declined, and Pao filed notice this week that she would be appealing the verdict.
And as they come to the finish line, it is Bruce Jenner way out in front. Oh, Jenner wins it big.
Case closed. The International Olympic Committee taking swift action in response to calls that Bruce Jenner should be stripped of his Olympic gold medal in the decathlon. Correspondent John Stolness has more.
The decathlon gold medal won by Bruce Jenner in the 1976 Olympics will remain in the trophy case of Caitlyn Jenner. The International Olympic Committee says it will not revoke the medal now that Jenner has transitioned from a man to a woman. The IOC's director of communications tells Yahoo there is, quote, no issue. Thousands of people, though, did have a problem with it, signing a petition on change.org this week calling for the medal to be taken back.
At Boston's Fenway Park tonight, a harrowing accident during the Red Sox game with the A's, a fan now fighting for her life. The unidentified woman was hit by a broken bat during the second inning when Oakland third baseman Brett Lowry was at the plate. The game was delayed while the fan was taken away on a stretcher. Boston police say her injuries are life-threatening.
It has no place in San Francisco. It needs to stop.
City of San Francisco is suing a landlord for allegedly harassing tenants to get them to move out of their rent-controlled apartments. The civil suit alleges the behavior of Ann Kiagi is among the most ruthless in recent memory. Many of her buildings are in Supervisor Scott Wiener's district.
she is just tormenting these tenants to push them out. It is despicable, and it's frankly sociopathic behavior. I've never quite seen anything like it.
The suit says Kyagi has acquired more than 50 rent-controlled apartments since 2013, and no more free rides for state senators who've had too much to drink. Senate President Kevin DeLeon is ending the practice of free after-hours rides in an effort to promote public trust. Last week, the Sacramento Bee newspaper reported the Senate hired two part-time employees earlier this year to provide late-night and early-morning rides for lawmakers who've had too much to drink. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News Time is 8:33.
What's keeping you from getting a great night's sleep? Mancini Sleep World will have you resting easy in no time during our largest mattress sale ever. Right now, save $1,000 on a Serta Luxury Resort mattress set or upgrade to adjustable comfort for only $699. With no interest for up to 48 months, the savings really add up. Our family started Mancini Sleep World in 1969, and we're committed to providing you great value and a healthy night's sleep. Hurry into one of our 32 stores for this limited offer. Mancini Sleep World, visit sleepworld.com.
Wendy's presents Red in What's Her Dill?
Mm, you guys, this crispy dill chicken sandwich from Wendy's is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like it's $1.49, which is like a pretty great dill. And like, I love that it's crispy dill.
Yes, $1.49, it's a great deal on dill, no?
Sounds like we all love dill.
Dill.
Pickles.
Totally.
Exactly.
Wendy's new crispy dill chicken piled with 8 zingy pickles and creamy cucumber dill sauce for just $1.49.
Now that's better.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time. Prices and participation may vary.
The 11th annual San Mateo Disaster Preparedness Day will be held on Saturday, June the 6th at the San Mateo County Fair from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Arrive before 11 and receive free parking and admission to the fair. For information, call 650-363-4790.
It is 8:35 on KGO. Time again for Traffic on the Fives with Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, John. This look at traffic is brought to you by Beach Blanket Babylon. Still on the lower deck of the Bay Bridge, you've got a stalled vehicle at Treasure Island, blocking the fifth lane, it turns out, and you're still stop and go back across the lower deck to the Skyway and from there to 101. And, of course, northbound 101 is going to take a long time to improve. You're stop and go back to about Cesar Chavez or a little after at the moment. San Carlos, northbound 101 at Holly Street. A box in the right lane is causing some slowdowns back to about Whipple Avenue right now. Otherwise, we look fantastic on the peninsula. The South Bay is looking awesome, and on the East Bay, looking great as well. Only minor slowdowns on northbound 880 in Hayward just before and after Hacienda Avenue. Beach Blanket Babylon is the perfect night out with friends filled with spoofs of your favorite pop culture characters. Big hats, big hair, and big laughs. It is the ultimate only in San Francisco experience. For tickets, visit beachblanketbabylon.com or call 415-421-4222. Today, I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
A Buster Posey home run in the seventh inning was the difference in the Giants' 5-4 win over the Phillies in Philadelphia. The A's lose to the Red Sox in Boston 4-2. And now your Bay Area weather forecast from KGO 810 meteorologist Sandhya Patel.
Mild to warm weekend is on tap. Sunday is going to be the warmer of the 2 days. Gray skies will linger near the coastline, but for the rest of you, it'll brighten up. Highs will range from the low 60s to the mid 80s. And on Sunday, we're going to go with a warmer day, mid 60s to upper 80s. By early next week, we'll be talking about low 90s.
Right now around the Bay Area, we've got clouds moving in. It's still mild, though, 74 degrees in Livermore, 71 Fairfield, 59 in Oakland, 68 in San Jose, and 58 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
So, if you were watching, and a lot of people were, most were. Matter of fact, it was number one in the country, the NBA Finals last night, Game 1. Of course, the Warriors won. But some people were taking offense. Why would the media not just say the word Oakland? And, you know, as they did the cutaway shots, they were, you know, the usual shots of the Golden Gate Bridge, the Bay Bridge, you know, Coit Tower, the cable cars, this, that, and the other.
You know what? You could argue that this is the Bay Area's team, so why would they, you know, focus on Oakland?
Right.
Because that was the whole idea behind naming them the Golden State Warriors. They were the San Francisco Warriors. You move them to Oakland. Why make them exclusive to one city when this is, you know, an entire Bay Area?
Yeah.
Okay.
So does the rest of Oakland have its panties in a twist like Joe Garofoli? Lisa in San Jose weighing in.
Lisa, good evening. You're on the Drex Radio Show. Oakland, go ahead.
I think that Oakland has been underserved by the media, but I think that it's a complicated situation there because you've got the white-collar people who want the media to love Oakland, and then you've got the blue-collar people who are afraid that with more white-collar people moving in, they're going to be gentrified out of their own homes. So I'm not sure that everyone in Oakland really would have the same opinion about making Oakland popular and everything on the media. But I can kind of understand, you know, if you do want to make Oakland popular, it would help if you didn't first thing ESPN arrives in your town, you steal their cameras and their laptops. That would kind of tend to bias the media against you, I think.
Yes, that was a story. Yes.
Another smash and grab robbery, just like those the television stations have, you know, had to deal with for the past 2 or 3 years.
If you don't know the story, apparently this happened to one of the networks or one, you know.
Yeah, there was a crew that was hired by NBA Entertainment. We don't know if they came in from out of town or what, but they stopped at a shopping center off of Hagenberger Road, which is the nearest major road next to the Oracle Arena in the Oakland Coliseum. They went to a Panda Express. They were gone for 20 minutes. They came back, found the windows to the van smashed, and stolen were 5 laptops, and I suspect those laptops were used to edit video, so that made them pretty valuable, and camera equipment totaling, the value was $40,000. And I can actually tell you that I've got a friend that does that kind of thing, and he seems to think there may have been a second robbery, too, that we haven't heard about.
Well, and this is interesting. So, you know, the point was that Heather was making, well,
PR.
what 5-star hotel are they going to stay at, the Cleveland Cavaliers in Oakland?
No.
So tell everybody what you did.
Well, while going into the news, I was like, what hotels are in Oakland? 5-star hotel Oakland. Where's
Claremont.
That tab? Yeah, Fairmont, San Francisco.
Claremont.
Omni, San Francisco. Oh. Is there a Fairmont in Oakland?
No, there's
Oakland?
A Claremont up in the hills.
Oh, Claremont. Oh, that's a ways away.
Her point was they were all San Francisco hotels.
Exactly.
All the 5-star hotels that you Google for Oakland are in San Francisco, Four Seasons, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
And by the way, we know where they're staying, and we don't need to say it, but it is a 5-star hotel, and it is in downtown San Francisco. All right, to the next call we go.
Larry in, I forgot where you were calling from, Larry, sorry.
Hi, Larry, you're on KGO.
I'm from Antioch. My question about this is that, Oakland, I think, is getting the raw end on this. But how about, let's look at Anaheim. Their team was recently changed from the Anaheim Angels to the Los Angeles Angels. What do you think about that?
Well, that was Artie Moreno, who owns the team.
Thank you very much. Seeing more value
in going back to calling the team the Los Angeles Angels as opposed to the Anaheim Angels. It was purely a marketing ploy, and it probably made him a ton of money.
Well, as Joe mentioned, again, I was intrigued by his article today in SFGate. He said, you know, by the way, Oakland could very well be the new Brooklyn, and I think that is the case. Sooner or later, that's the way it's going to be.
Well, and you're right about that.
Real estate here.
Right, and when you talk about real estate, and the guy that mentioned or the woman that mentioned the gentrification, that's a very real issue. There are a lot of places in Oakland that would be very appealing to people with money, and I suspect that will happen at some point.
It's going on right now. Are you kidding?
It's going on right now, but I mean, you're talking about nice pieces of real estate along the bay there. I mean, a lot of that stuff could be gobbled up, but it's going to take a long time, too. I mean, you know, it may be 20 years before Oakland is the Brooklyn of the Bay Area.
The people have been saying that about Oakland for almost a decade now. But, the Lake Merritt area, I feel like you have two Oaklands because you have 580 dividing downtown and perhaps a rougher area, but that's now up and coming with the Oakland Hills, et cetera, right?
Well, yes, up around Piedmont and Montclair, those places, those houses are now going for $1 million.
Oh,
the ones with the view, easily.
No, the flatlands are, you know, probably the most, probably the more dangerous of, you know, the areas in Oakland.
808-0810 is the number if you want to weigh in. Okay, so let's discuss the business of what's going on here with the Warriors and, you know, people taking offense to it not being, well, there was no reference to Oakland last night, or not much. Obviously, there was some. But regardless, they may move back across the bay into San Francisco. That's a thing in itself.
Oh, it is. And the thing you have to understand, too, is that the two guys that own the team, one's a movie guy from L.A., the other is a former part owner of the Boston Celtics, and they believe, and probably rightly so, that there is more value to this team in San Francisco. Now, where are you going to build an arena?
Yes, where are you going to put this thing?
They had one spot that was basically right at the foot of the Bay Bridge.
Oh, bad idea.
You know, citizens. Well, you know, the way they had it laid out, and you'd have to look at the drawings, you'd be like, eh, you know, that's possible. Heather's shaking her head. The new site that they're looking at is south of AT&T Park in an area where UCSF has developed in recent years. Now, before the Giants built AT&T Park, south of Market was a dump. and as soon as voters allowed them to build the stadium, I mean, the Giants tried repeatedly to get some sort of tax pass that would help build the stadium. Finally, they just said, forget it. We'll pay to build the stadium ourselves. Just let us have the land or let us build on that spot. Voters approved that. And those people that own Momo's, the nice little bar right across the street, they signed documents the day after that election to buy practically that entire block. South of Market was a dump. AT&T Park made that area what it is today. Now
it is nice now. Yes,
it is nice. Yes. Will the arena have that kind of effect? Who knows? But what the arena will provide, it'll give the Warriors the new high-tech arena they want, and it'll give you a music venue, a large music venue in San Francisco, because there aren't any. There are a lot of nice smaller ones, but there isn't a big concert venue in San Francisco. Do you need that? Some people would probably say no, but that is the other side of the use of such a huge arena.
And so here we have several controversies going on. Once again, major league teams wanting to bail on Oakland, just like the Raiders want to leave. And so now you're talking about the Golden State Warriors wanting to leave. And then the other situation, which is, you know, where is it going to go here? There's controversy, as you and I were speaking about earlier, the activists here in San Francisco.
Right.
Will they allow that to happen?
Well,
do they want that to happen? Do they? Who wants to? And where will it be? It's this whole NIMBY thing going on in San Francisco.
No,
it kind of is.
No.
It is by the hospital, am I right? I mean, isn't that a controversy? That is.
Say activist, because
that's absolutely
it is,
what they are.
Well, look. Am I an activist if I look at how effed South of Market is after a baseball game and go, I want to add another 30,000 fans to that mix? Or are you just a rational human being who wants people to be able to move around a city? So when they decided that they would move it further south, which is already becoming a really great neighborhood with or without an arena, you go, okay, that's not the best idea, but it's a better idea. If it were to move even further south, that would be much better. There's available land and a very available workforce to come from Bayview and Hunters Point to a stadium were it further south.
And that is a good point.
I'm with her on that.
That is a good point. However, south of Market, again, was a dump before AT&T Park was built. And no. And what we're talking about when we talk about activists, we're talking about the people who for years rallied to stop the Giants from getting any kind of government subsidy to build that stadium. And look at what that stadium did for this city. I mean, I watched this happen in Sacramento, too. There are people that, you know, these activists say not in my backyard, but if you're trying to grow a city and you're trying to grow business opportunities, you have to do these kinds of things.
All right, I got to take a quick break. We'll take calls on this 808-0810, and we'll take your opinion. And what do you think? Should it stay over there? Should it come over here? Should it be at the spot that they're talking about? We'll discuss about, you know, the situation with the hospital. And also, the obvious, I mean, exactly what Heather said. Traffic is a nightmare. I mean, Public transit.
That's why the ballpark was built.
But they're so far behind. I mean,
it's crowded. Now,
yeah, the infrastructure.
You just got to learn how to use it.
Oh, my goodness. It just sounds like I'm kind of with her. Further south. Yeah. 808-0810. We'll be back and we'll talk about this and the controversy with the hospital on KGO 810.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there may be a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, no, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a free trading and investing class so you can check this out. And right now, if you call in and mention Offer Radio 50, 50, Online Trading Academy will comp the class and even send you home with a free $247 home study program. Call right now and reserve your seat while space is still available. Call 888-712-TRADE. Call 888-712-TRADE. Mention offer Radio 50. Call 888-712-TRADE or online at otaclass.com. That's 888-712-8723 or otaclass.com.
Hi, folks. Alan Thick here. For some time now, I've been offering tips about how to deal with the IRS if you've fallen behind on your taxes, telling you to call Optima Tax Relief because they're the best trained, most trustworthy, blah, blah, and blah. But now the message is so familiar, you may not be listening. Oh, it's him again. Well, here's the important message. Call Optima Tax Relief. They can help you resolve your IRS issues. The government, you know, can garnish your wages. They can levy your bank account, even take your home or business. To be fair, the IRS also has a new program called the Fresh Start Initiative to help you with that debt. So we've given you clever slogans, don't mess with the IRS, they'd rather settle for less than bother you more. Now the clever thing for you to do is call Optima Tax Relief now for your free consultation.
1-7-1753, 800-317-1753, 800-317-1753. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Call Zero Res today for the June Summer Special. Three rooms clean for only $119 and a 10-foot hallway for free. You heard me right. $119 for three rooms and a free 10-foot hall. Call 877-321-0739. That's 877-321-0739 for Zero Res.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a Hollywood acceptance speech. I'm so surprised. I had no idea. I'm not even prepared. Okay. I'd like to thank the Progressive discounts that got me here. Safe driver, multi-car, paid in full, multi-policy. This is just such a big moment. And did I mention that I'm surprised?
With all kinds of discounts, Progressive helps you save.
Oh, and I want to thank my agent and all my discounts agents because we all have the same agent. Don't start the music!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
What bothers you most about your old windows? Over the last 15 years, Kathleen and I have listened.
15 years ago, Bill and Kathleen started American Vision Windows to provide great customer service. 15 years later, they've become California's number one window replacement company.
So many of our customers tell us that their old single-pane windows don't keep the street noise out, the neighbor's mower sounds like it's in their living room, and every time the wind blows, it makes a howling sound.
American Vision Windows has the solution, the sound package. It's one of our favorite window upgrades.
And right now, you can get a free upgrade to the sound package, plus free expert installation from American Vision Windows and Solar. Simply call 888-845-2541.
Revolutionizing the home improvement industry one customer at a time, American Vision Windows and Solar.
Enjoy the peace and quiet you deserve with a free upgrade to the sound package. Call 888-845-2541 or AmericanVisionWindows.com. Now serving San Diego. CSLB number 778-326.
It's a different kind of talk. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
This sacred night of basketball earlier tonight in ABC Game 1 of the NBA Finals between the Golden State Warriors and Cleveland Cavaliers. By the way, if you want to vote on who should win, the phone lines are still open. They have an interesting format, interesting way they're doing the finals this year. Games 1 and 2 take place in Oakland, and then the series shifts to Cleveland for games 3 and 4, and then FIFA will sell the location for the last game.
The soccer thieves.
That's beautiful.
But to the point, Kimmel did say the word Oakland. They were playing in Oakland. All right, so everybody who's...
Well, Jimmy Kimmel, you know, knows his geography,
apparently. About that. Yeah. Right. Okay, so let's get back to what we're talking about. If they move from Oracle and move over here back across the bay to San Francisco, where we are downtown, and where should that arena be built?
Now, the people from City Hall released an environmental impact report today, and the guy who was doing the talking at the news conference said that Oracle Arena, well, the new arena, will not be in use on the same days that the Giants are playing, or that it will be, that very rarely will both arenas
maybe two
be accommodating two sporting events at the same time.
Yes, right. Which would be absolute grid nightmare. But it's going to be grid nightmare when, you know, so they're counting the games. They said there's a possibility between 0 and 2 that where there would be a conflict that two are playing at the same time. All right.
Oh, what? But how can that be? Look at a schedule.
I know. I'm just telling you what I heard. Now, but think about this. What difference does it make if the Giants are playing and there's a huge concert playing? So you're still going to have the gridlock.
Well, you know, it's 42,000 baseball fans. It's 18,000 concert goers. I mean, a couple of years ago, we had the 49ers in the playoffs, and Joe Buck of Fox Sports took a cable car up 101 down to AT&T Park, where he did the Giants in the playoffs or the World Series later that night. I mean, you know, this city, and what about Fleet Week? I mean, Fleet Week brings probably two or three times as many people as you'd have to deal with if you had a concert or a game or two games down there in the South Market. You know, I mean, we've dealt with that kind of thing before.
Okay, but the controversy seems to be...
no one wants more of it for no reason.
Well, no, there's a reason.
People are sick of the gridlock traffic. That's just the big... That's the big...
You just can't do that to a neighborhood. You can't do it.
I mean,
it's an
area that promotes public transportation. That's why they have this little swatch of a parking lot, and that's why they gave up a huge chunk of it this year.
To build
that little that yard. They call it the yard, and they've got these these little bars and
we were there. Mini, yes.
Yeah, you know
that's okay. Where our event was. Yeah. Anyway,
So that part
it'll
of
be
more
beautiful,
of the
and I'm just going. Where are all the people gonna go? Because I get it about, hey, take public transit. And they're really squeezing us in that respect. But you know people won't get out of their cars. Look at what time of night it is right now and the traffic crawling by outside our window. I mean,
they're tourists.
It's just,
those are
tourists. There go the Cavaliers bus.
Right. Yes, it is one of those triple luxury buses.
Put your shirt back they're on, like
moving. Yeah, they're like moving, three-story buildings. It's unbelievable. No, I've never seen gridlock in a city. Look, love being back here, but honestly, the traffic is an absolute nightmare. Yeah, but there are off times.
There are off times here too.
No, when three in the morning.
You should drive with me. I know all the shortcuts in this.
Oh, blah blah blah.
Oh, listen to you.
And she goes
screaming across the city in her red hair and her little BMW convertible.
but I'm with her. Usually we disagree. I just think that's so much stress. Go down there. Okay, so what is the conflict with the hospital?
It's not so much a conflict with the hospital. There is a coalition of people that have come together. There may be some fringe representation for UCSF, but I think this is a coalition of people that are not directly affiliated with UCSF that are fighting this thing. Sam Singer, who is the super PR guy around the Bay Area, is handling this as well. And he doesn't think, as you guys don't, that area can accommodate an arena. And they've hired experts. Now, this environmental impact report is 23,000 pages, and they've hired experts to go through it with a fine-tooth comb. Jeez. And you know what? You know how those guys are. They read every word, and if there's something to find in there, they'll find it.
23,000.
But the environmental also take into consideration just traffic load and 280 in that area?
Yeah.
I thought you were just talking about frogs and fish.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Yeah, I just pulled that one out of my...
Infrastructure-y. No, it's name a, it
is
a
well, there should be 10,000 pages on traffic.
Yeah, well, and there are 23,000.
Okay.
Yeah, but, you know, that's what the city says. The guy that the city's hired says, you know what? They're not going to be two events at the same time.
All right, let's thank you very much, John Lobertini. I appreciate
it. Does that mean I'm dismissed?
Well, I think you have to go do the news, isn't it, that time? Do you want to stick around? Because coming up, we're going to talk about underwear problems.
Thank you very much. Don't let the door hit you on the ass.
We're going to talk about underwear problems every woman understands.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
I might be having one right now. Well, my panties are kind of in a twist, you know. You guys get me going all the time. I get so fired up and angry.
And that's why we love doing the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
Before a diamond can become a Shane Company diamond, it has to meet my high standards for beauty and value. First, my buyers make sure the diamond has lots of sparkle. Then, they examine the diamond under 10 power magnification, and if something isn't right, they reject the diamond, regardless of the stone's 4 C's, cut, color, clarity, and carat weight. Jewelers who buy their diamond sight unseen, solely based on the 4 C's grades, don't know if their stones are hazy, grainy, chipped, cracked, or have dense clusters of inclusions. Maybe those jewelers believe that what their customers don't know won't hurt them? Come to Shane Company, and whatever diamond size and grade you choose, you will get a more beautiful diamond for your money.
Shane Company, direct diamond importers in Cupertino, San Mateo, and Walnut Creek. Open weekdays till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5, online at shaneco.com.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a play-by-play announcer who loves to save money. And here at Progressive, it's discounts all day. The customer's a safe driver and nails it with a discount. Signed up for paperless billing, and it's a discount from downtown. Insuring multiple vehicles and kablam shakalaka fadeaway cross-court coast-to-coast discount mania! Whew. Should we go to commercial? Wait, this is a commercial.
With all kinds of discounts, Progressive helps you save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-735-7485 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-735-7485 to take your call now. Call 877-735-7485. That's 877-735-7485. Again, 877-735-7485.
KGOA 10 invites you to see National Geographic's award-winning photographer Steve Winter on the trail of the big cats. Wednesday, June 17th at the Fox Theater in Redwood City. Steve Winter will share his stories and images from around the world of tigers, snow leopards, jaguars, cougars, and more. For tickets and information, visit the event page.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.